Honest communication. Knowing the difference between loving someone and wanting him to do what you want doesn't mean that you can't ask for what you want. You can, knowing that his answer has nothing to do with his love for you. You'll discover that asking is much easier when it's free of hidden agendas, and when he realizes that whatever he answers is fine with you, an amazing intimacy can open for you both. Exercise: an honest no. Honest communication begins with you communicating with yourself. It means responding with what is true for you, regardless of how someone may react to your answer. First, you have to discover what is really true for you. A dishonest yes is a no to yourself. Try this exercise. Imagine simply saying no when you feel torn by a request. Look at what you think would happen. Write down the fearful thoughts that arise and question them, especially the ones that sound like, if I say no, he won't love me, or if I say no, she'll think I don't love her. For example, your teenage daughter wants to borrow the car to go to a late-night party on a rainy night. She says that this party means everything to her. She says that she'll hate you forever if you don't give her the car. When you hesitate, what are you thinking? Now put these thoughts up against inquiry. She'll hate me if I say no. Is it true? How do I react when I believe that thought? Who would I be without the thought? What's the turnaround? Or your best friend asks if he can leave his dog in your tiny apartment while he goes to Hawaii for 3 weeks. Or your boyfriend wants to have sex with you and you don't feel like it. Find your own divided moment and inquire. Realize that a no to them may mean a yes to you. And notice that it's possible to love without condition even when your answer is no. People ask for many things. Once you discover that your honest answer is no, communicating it is simple when you communicate your love at the same time. The no is one part of your answer, and the acknowledgement of your love is the other part. Here are some examples of how to express your honest no to those requests and still let people know that you hear them and respect that they're asking for what they want. Find out which words seem the most caring, natural, and true for you. Try these and see how it feels to stay within your own integrity. Thank you for asking and no. I understand and no. You could be right and no. I care about you and no. I can see that it works for you and no. I want to please you and no. I'm frightened to say no to you. Please support me. And the answer is no for now. I don't know yet. Please ask me later. Just asking. If you're not a clear communicator, you may live your life unloved and misunderstood, not ever realizing that if you just said what you wanted, your whole world would change. Remember that the first step in clear communication is communicating with yourself. Imagine that there's something you want and you're having trouble asking for it. You're hoping to get it from your partner or resenting him because you're not getting it, or trying to manipulate him by dropping hints or looking victimized and trying to make him feel guilty, all the while feeling unloved. Now imagine just asking for what you want and write down the fearful thoughts about possible consequences. I want to spend Thanksgiving vacation by myself this year and go on a yoga retreat in the Caribbean. If I told my husband, he might. I want my wife to be more affectionate with me. If I just ask her to touch me more, she might. Now question these thoughts. If I told him, he'd be so hurt. If I asked her, she would reject me. Is that true? Can I absolutely know that it's true? How do I react when I believe that thought? Who would I be without the thought? What's the turnaround? Notice that once you have separated love from want, simply asking becomes much easier. But you have to ask. People can't second-guess our desires. They aren't psychic on cue. Practice just asking. Ask 3 people for something today. Ask without being kind, manipulative, or careful. Ask simply and clearly without justifying your request. Notice the fear and also the relief that may surface as you do this. Who would you be if you just asked for what you want straight up rather than resenting that you didn't get what you didn't ask for?